This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers will try again to address rising property taxes. Governor Jared Polis says he wants lawmakers to consider long-term solutions to property valuations, as well as an immediate fix for next year.
Unless the legislature acts, and I'm confident they will, people could be facing 30, 40, 50% increases in their property taxes next year.
Polis called for a special session of the legislature after Proposition HH was voted down earlier this month. Xcel Energy has big plans to expand renewable energy in Colorado and add three new natural gas power plants. CPR Sam Brash reports that drew a fierce response from climate advocates Wednesday.
Gas is our past, not our future.
About 40 people attended the rally at the state capitol. Noah Rott is with the Sierra Club and helped organize the event. He says regulators should force Xcel back to the drawing board.
And take a deeper look at whether they need that whole 600 megawatts of gas, because we really can't be investing in fossil fuels right now.
Xcel plans to build about 9 times as much wind and solar over the next decade. It says it needs the gas plants to help stabilize the grid. Regulators should make a final decision early next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Officials from China, Mexico, and Italy will visit Pueblo for its annual Parade of Lights later this month. The parade's theme this year is Winter Holidays Around the World. And in keeping with that theme, members of Pueblo's Sister Cities Commission from those countries and other places will be in town to watch. The parade will wind its way through downtown Pueblo on the evening of November 25th. Pueblo is windy this afternoon with highs near 70. Around Denver, a chance for rain. Highs close to 70, then a sunny day on Friday. Colorado Springs close to 70 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.